Hey everyone, this is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 17, Chirality, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, Jim Brown, Zach Duncan, Jaden Fine, Sarah Hudson, Bridget S. Hutt, Amanda Schrader, and Darlene Spencer.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dusty from White Cliffs Credit Union. Is this McKenna Thorne?
Yes, this is... I am her.
Well, McKenna, I'm just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Why?
Well, at White Cliffs, we like to think of our members as more than just customers. You're really like family to us. So, on a special day like this, we want to reach out to say that you're important to us.
We are family.
Sure are, McKenna. You've been a part of the White Cliffs family for, let's see, it looks like you opened your account almost 10 years ago. That's a long time.
I was not made aware of our connection, Dusty. I have not been prepared for this.
Well, I wasn't working here when you first opened your account. But we've probably seen each other during one of your visits. You go to the Conley branch, don't you?
Yes, Dusty. I am a resident of the township of Conley. It is outside the city limits of the village of Conley. This is my home, where I reside.
Me too. I live in the township. Saves a lot on taxes, doesn't it?
Yes, Dusty. I also prefer to save a lot on taxes.
Have you ever thought about upgrading or refinancing? We have great rates, and I see that you don't currently have a mortgage with us.
Yes, Dusty. I have been upgrading recently because this is what people do. They upgrade. As a person, I have also been upgrading.
Well, do you mind me asking what your current rate is? I can probably beat it.
My rate?
Your interest rate.
My interest rate. I would rate my interest as high. I am highly interested.
Huh. Well, if your rate is high, we should schedule a meeting where I could share some of our services with you. We can meet at your local branch, if that's convenient.
I would. I am not. What would be the normal response to this?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Well, stop in or give me a call if you change your mind. Regardless of whether you increase your business with us, you're still an important member of the White Cliffs family. You should be receiving your birthday gift in the mail today.
You want to give me a gift?
Between you and me, it's a calendar and a pen. But I'm supposed to just say gift.
Yes, Dusty. I've never received a calendar and a pen. I accept your offer and await the terms.
No strings attached, McKenna.
Nothing is free, Dusty.
It's just a calendar and a pen.
And you would give me such gifts for nothing.
Well, yeah. It's your birthday. I'm sure whatever you got last year has to be better than a calendar and a pen.
Enough.
Yes, Magister.
No!
Fetch!
Answer him.
Yes, Magister.
Why did he beat you? Again?
He is taller.
And how did his height help him? It makes him easier to topple.
He has a scythe, given to him by his master. I have this training sword. The blade is chipped and the handle is worn smooth.
If you want to wield such a scythe, you must earn that privilege.
He has done nothing to earn his.
How his master prepares him is none of your concern.
But he has an advantage when it is time to reclaim.
Advantage? Girl, he develops a reliance on a tool to survive. And if he is stripped of that tool, can he stand on his own?
I can, lady.
No one asked you, Fetch.
Allow me to kill him for his insolence, lady.
Ever resourceful.
This minor transgression does not merit death, Fetch. It's not as if he planned an escape. Still, punishment is in order.
I will be better, lady.
Away. Tell your master that you have disrespected the Lady Liliana.
Yes, Magister.
Do not stare so longingly, Fetch. The weapon is not your path to victory.
Yes, lady.
Do you believe yourself incapable of success without trinkets?
A scythe is no trinket.
Fetch, you have been prepared by the greatest rulers the Unseelie Court has ever known. You are the first Fetch in centuries that we have prepared. Liliana waited for nearly a millennium to select her next Fetch, and she selected you. Billions of potentials, and you were her choice. Your dominance comes not from weapons or gimmicks. It is your destiny, imparted to you by royalty and divinity.
I understand, Magister. Forgive me.
Your doubt is forgiven, Fetch.
Thank you, Magister.
But you disobeyed my command to cease your battle.
Come forward.
Magister, it was an error in judgment, brought upon by the fight—
Come forward.
Pick up your sword.
Magister.
Every hesitation deepens your disobedience.
Attack me.
But Magister.
Why do you not obey?
Attacking the hidden people is forbidden.
And what of disobedience?
Disobedience is also forbidden.
Attack me.
I do not understand.
You were given a command.
But obedience is disobedience. I do not understand. Do not make me disobey.
You were given a command.
Please, lady. Please, Magister.
Do you see your weakness?
Yes, Magister.
Do you see your failure?
Yes, Lady.
Do you understand why your family replaced you, this sad, whimpering thing?
Yes, Magister.
Tomorrow marks 27 years since your replacement.
Yes, Lady.
I wonder, should we allow this disobedient fetch to participate in the gauntlet?
No, please, Lady. Please. I beg your forgiveness. I have prepared all year for tomorrow.
Perhaps forcing her to wait until next year would teach her obedience.
Magister, please. I will never disobey again.
You have brought this on yourself, haven't you?
I have. I am foolish and too quick to anger. I am a vile and sad thing. I am not worth your care. I am sorry that I have made you punish me.
Why are you so desperate for the gauntlet, Fetch?
I want to be found worthy, so I can reclaim.
And why were you not worthy last year?
I failed.
You crawled back with both legs broken and your face sliced open.
I will not fail again. You will find me worthy of reclamation. You will set me loose to hunt the imposter and reclaim.
Will I?
She can wait another year. I am unconvinced.
But Lady, please, I will—
Silence!
Fetch, you will learn your place.
Both of you will learn your place. You may participate, Fetch. But if you are broken again in the gauntlet, reflect on your failures and shortcomings with every inch you drag yourself.
Thank you, Magister. I do not deserve your mercy.
No, you do not. Away.
That was ill-advised.
Oh?
She disobeyed you before Fetches and Hidden alike, and you reward her?
Inconsistency is the key to training them.
Inconsistency breeds disobedience when they hold the possibility of mercy.
The possibility of mercy is hope, and so long as I am both the source and the target of their hope, I control them entirely.
She is not ready to reclaim.
That is for the gauntlet to decide.
Your hand looks bad.
It's fine. Are you sure? You shouldn't enter the gauntlet wounded. I said I'm fine. It's her fault.
I wasn't the one who spoke to Liliana out of turn.
If you'd kept control of yourself, my hand would be whole and your lip wouldn't be busted. Right. Look away. We can all see that you were punished too.
A busted lip isn't going to prevent her from completing the gauntlet. Your hand, though.
Don't fret for him. It's his choice. Let him die if he wants.
Oh, I'm not fretting. It's just, if I don't make it through this time, I want one of you here for the next year.
You'll make it through.
I didn't last year.
Almost no one made it through last year.
Nine of us did.
Powerful number.
What of it?
Can you two turn anything into an argument?
A number. They just turned a number into an argument.
Perhaps only nine will make it through again.
There are 81 of us remaining in our cadre. Even if some are held back from entering, surely more than nine will succeed.
Last year was the first we were eligible. We've trained all year. We are far more ready this time.
Speak for yourself.
Not feeling confident?
Reclamation is a difficult task, and earning that privilege is even more difficult. I am realistic about my chances.
You should be too, with that hand.
Enough with the hand.
You were right. Your injury is my fault. If I am able to make it right for you, to correct my mistake, I will. Even if it costs me the gauntlet.
I thank you. It may not come to that.
Thinking of sitting this one out after all?
Not really sure. The best plan might be to wait until next year. Enter at full strength.
Now, who's not feeling confident?
And you are?
Ha! Certainly not. Like I said, I just want one of you to still be here with me for another year.
So, you're not planning on completing the gauntlet, but you're planning on surviving it again?
I don't plan to fail that spectacularly.
But you haven't planned at all.
What?
An entire year and we haven't planned anything.
Speak for yourself. I've been training daily.
We all have. Even you.
I'm not talking about training. We can all fight, run, jump, all of which will be tested. But training isn't a plan.
The gauntlet is different every time. How can we plan?
Our masters have trained us well, but they have withheld the secrets of completing the gauntlet to ensure the fidelity of our results. So we do something they never trained us for, something they would never expect.
Out with it.
Should we work together?
Together?
Choose the same paths? Face the same obstacles?
Together.
This could work.
Reclamation is a solitary task.
But does the gauntlet need to be?
She's right. If we help each other, we could certainly solve the puzzles, defeat the Guardians.
We can all complete the gauntlet. We can all reclaim.
This feels wrong. Like it circumvents the test.
I was taught to exploit any advantage.
As was I.
I'm with you. We can all make it through.
I'm with you too.
Fine. I agree. We should work together.
Could it be that we are stronger together? Is that the key to completing the gauntlet?
How would this even work?
We each have different strengths. Your master is Neve, and she has given you the scythe, an iron weapon that can dispatch any constructs in the way. And his master is Ailsha. How many Bargas do you have?
4 now.
And her master is Hereward, one of the Sentinels. He will have the plans for the gauntlet. Has he perhaps shared anything with you? Told you of the best path?
No. Are you suggesting I steal the plans from my master?
Of course not. Hereward will be meeting with the court all night in preparation, but I wouldn't suggest stealing from him.
It could be dangerous, but if I just got a look, memorized the best route...
I can go with you and keep a lookout.
Are you sure? Is it worth the risk?
The gauntlet is a risk anyway. Why not take a calculated risk now to stave off greater risk later? And then we can reclaim.
Fine. I'll do it. Let's go.
We'll be back soon.
What will you do when you are set loose to reclaim?
I will kill the imposter. Quickly. No sense in dragging it out. Then I'll judge those who replace me. I want to know why.
I'm going to kill them all.
You don't want to know?
I don't care.
I get that. I need to know. Keeps me awake at night.
The only thing that keeps me awake is my hatred for them. All of them. Soon, I'll sleep easy.
Your anger is your weakness.
It gives me strength.
It blinds you.
I see my goal clear enough.
I hope that's true, for this plan to work.
I just want to complete the gauntlet.
And what will you do with your freedom? Your name? I know what I would do.
You've thought about it?
You haven't?
I haven't exactly made a plan for the future.
See? Your hatred has clouded your path.
So you have a plan to leave this place, start a new life?
Of course I do. Isn't that what reclamation is?
I'm just trying to survive another day. Every day.
Perhaps when we all have our names, we will look back to this moment and laugh at our doubts. Well, I've never seen you laugh, but I could imagine it.
I imagine many things. Laughing isn't one of them.
Tell me the route again.
Don't you trust me?
If you fall, I'm still taking advantage of this intelligence.
We enter through the hedge maze outside the South Hall. If we stick to the tunnel, we can get to the Royal Garden, where we face a guardian. We can take the passage from there to the study, and the bridge will lead us to the throne room.
That's all?
The study and the bridge were marked with some sort of challenges, but We couldn't decipher what sort.
We can be prepared. This is still far more than anyone else in the cadre knows.
At least four are making it out this year.
The South Hall is just ahead. Hurry.
Master?
Why are all of our masters here?
Fetches, come forward. You stand before the Magister and the Lady Liliana. With them, the Sentinel Hereward and the Inquisitor Aelsha, and I, Neve, a Laird of the Unseelie Court. Kneel before your masters.
What's going on?
Is this part of the gauntlet?
Silence!
Fetches, you are accused of breaking your bonds and betraying the sanctity of the gauntlet.
Lady, we have not—
Not another word, Fetch. You will answer when questioned, that is all. Do you understand?
Yes, Master Aelsha.
Herewards, Fetch. Did you steal the plans from your master?
I did not, Lady.
Do not lie to her, Fetch. Do you know who she is?
Yes, Laird Neve.
Then you know to show her respect. Do not lie again.
Did you steal the plans?
I stole nothing, Lady.
Did you look at the plans? Do I need to remind you that an Inquisitor is present?
I did look at the plans.
Why?
We sought to gain an edge in the gauntlet.
We?
Lady, if I may, we simply wanted an advantage. We have all been trained to exploit every advantage.
You have also been trained to respect your master, the court, and the sanctity of its traditions. This includes the gauntlet. I know you have been so trained because I trained you.
Yes, Master Aelsha.
Did you also take part in spying on the plans for the gauntlet?
I did, Master Aelsha. I apologize for my transgressions.
My own Fetch goes along with this heresy. Why?
As the others have stated, we sought an advantage.
Together? The gauntlet is a challenge for solitary Fetches.
What of our Fetch? What role did you play in this scheme?
We did everything at her behest.
I did not ask you, Neve's Fetch.
I ordered nothing. He suggested we work together.
She lies.
Silence! Laird Neve. If your Fetch speaks out of turn again, remove his face.
He first stated we should work together. She first stated that she could look at the plans. He offered to help her. I questioned everything.
You, is this true?
No, lady. She lies.
And you?
She lies. Everything was her idea.
Magister, should we settle this?
Please.
Inquisitor Aelsha, please find the truth for us.
Yes, Laird Neve. Herewards Fetch, whose idea was it to look at the plans?
Well, it was mine, but—
She speaks true.
But she suggested I steal them first.
Did you?
No. I questioned whether Hereward had shared the plans with her. When she asked if I was proposing she steal them, I said that I was not.
She speaks true. Laird Neve's Fetch, you stated you did everything at her behest. Is this true?
It is.
He speaks false. Did you order this treachery?
I did not.
Did you suggest it?
I did not.
She speaks true.
Explain yourself, Fetch.
I only questioned them at every step. He first stated we should work together.
She speaks true.
So you had no intention of breaking your bonds?
No, lady. I accompanied them in the hope that I might be able to report their betrayal to you.
Laird Neve, you seek to become an Alder of the Court. Act accordingly and decide their punishment.
Sentinel Hereward's Fetch. Inquisitor Aelsha's Fetch. You have colluded to undermine the sacred gauntlet, and you have violated the privacy of a Sentinel of the Court. You are sentenced to labor under the watch of the drudges for the duration of your lives. You shall never undertake a gauntlet or reclaim.
Please, no.
Master Aelsha, I beg for mercy.
Mercy is not mine to give, Fetch.
No, please,
I beg for forgiveness, Master Airship, please, no! No!
The Magister and Lady Liliana's fetch has walked with traitorous fetches, but otherwise committed no offense. She is free to undertake the gauntlet. My fetch has transgressed for suggesting teamwork. He is barred from the gauntlet this year.
Master Neve, permit me to speak. She tricked us.
Silence. What could she possibly gain from that? Be thankful your punishment is not more severe.
Yes, Laird Neve. One might think his punishment is rather light.
Masters, if I may, his crimes are deeper.
Really?
When we were alone, he stated that he had a plan to escape.
Did he?
I did not, lady.
That is absurd. Why would he plan to escape if he were about to undertake the gauntlet?
I do not know, Laird Neve. But when I asked if he had a plan to leave this place, he said, of course I do.
She speaks true.
That is a twisting of my words.
He did speak the words, though.
Laird Neve.
Fetch. You have not only colluded against the gauntlet, but you have also broken your bond of loyalty to those of us who have sheltered, fed, and taught you after you were replaced. You are sentenced to death.
This is her doing. She did this.
Take him from my sight.
No, you liar. You're not worthy of reclamation. You did this. You tricked us. This is your doing.
Now you, Fetch.
Yes, Magister.
I don't believe that she had nothing to do with what transpired.
A pity that the Inquisitor just stepped away. Tell us, Fetch, what should happen to you?
I should complete the gauntlet. On my own. And when I do, I humbly request the scythe of the treasonous Fetch and the Bargist of his companion to aid in my reclamation.
You found multiple traitors in our midst. For that, your requests are granted.
She should not participate in the gauntlet. She gained information that will aid her.
She did not see the plans. How much could she know?
I thank you for your kindness and generosity, Magister.
Go, Fetch. Enter the gauntlet. When you return, we will speak again of exactly your role in this. If Liliana is correct and you are not blameless, your reclamation will be delayed. And you shall face my wrath.
Yes, Magister. Hedge maze, tunnel, garden, study, bridge, throne room. Reclamation. I was not given gifts at my last birthday. I had to earn them.
Oh. Well, that's... I'm sorry, that's just not right. You shouldn't have to earn your birthday presents.
Gifts make you soft, Dusty. Weak. I am not the weak I am not weak. All of you people walking around, given everything. Money, toys, gadgets, family, love. These things make all of you weak. I have earned everything that I have. I have been bloodied and broken for these few things. Because 28 years ago, I was replaced. I have shown them the error of their decision, but I do not regret my life. I am so much stronger than all of you, and I am ready. Ready to be free, ready to sleep easy, ready to laugh, ready to reclaim McKenna Thorne.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside,
Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Callenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.